the Business on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Electric Ireland. Our business is understanding yours.
This morning we're coming to you live from Film Base in Dublin's Temple Bar in a show all about the movie business. As the Dublin Film Festival draws to a close and the excitement about the Oscars escalates, we want to zoom in on the Irish film industry and find out the real story behind the glitz and the glamour.
£7, 12 ounces.
Huh? Is that a turkey or a baby?
It's a baby.
That's a good size, baby.
Yeah, it is, but isn't it, huh?
Small turkey, though.
You went to Disney World by yourself.
Yeah, great guess it was. Got me picture taken with Goofy and everything. He's my favourite, Goofy.
Old one you are. By whom gave you leave to be kissing me?
So you can talk.
Yes, I can, I will and I do. And it's more than talk you'll be getting if you step a step closer to me.
Don't worry, you got a wallop.
The Irish are the blacks of Europe, and Dubliners are the blacks of Ireland, and the Northside Dubliners are the blacks of Dublin. So say it once, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud.
And you can contact us by text this morning to 51551, by phone to 18571 5150, email thebusiness@rte.ie, or tweet to @thebusinessRTE. Coming up, we'll hear about the more romantic elements of the silver screen. We'll hear from stuntmen and stuntwomen, from soundmen and soundwomen, from a Belfast punk legend and even a lord. But first, let's talk money, because you can't make a film without it. We're joined by Donal Slattery, co-founder of New Grange Pictures, James Hickey, chief executive of the Irish Film Board, and Barbara Gallivan, chief executive of Screen Producers Ireland, which represents film and television producers here. James, just the state of the Irish film industry at the moment, how do you describe it? Because we've come through a pretty rough time, and the economy, I presume, is pretty tough for them.
Even with the economy the way it is, we've had actually a very good year last year in 2013. The total level of independent, non-broadcaster, feature film, television drama, animation television production in Ireland contributed €168 million to the Irish economy. So we had a very strong year. We were up 18% on 2012, so that's a really strong performance from that sector. Much of it is dominated by incoming production. For example, large TV series like Vikings, which is currently on RTE. Equally, projects like Penny Dreadful, which is currently shooting out in Ardmore Studios. They're big TV drama series that are made in Ireland, but are an example of a large amount of foreign direct investment coming into the country. For example, Vikings is funded by the History Channel, and then Penny Dreadful would be funded by Showtime, which is a cable network in the United States. So they're examples of how production activity, which is funded from outside the country, is taking place in Ireland, giving rise to job creation. I mean, there are hundreds of people now working out in Ardmore Studios, out in Ashford Studios, and all in all, it's a strong economic performance from the industry, as well as, of course, producing wonderful feature films, which could be seen at this week's Dublin International Film Festival.
Indeed. Now, from your point of view, of course, there's a huge multiplier effect, because your budget has been severely cut in recent years, and it's very small compared to the €168 million that the industry is spending, isn't it?
Yes, we have a capital funding of €11.3 million for 2014, but we actually make that go very far, because we have to make sure that when we fund feature film productions, not only are we funding, but there are also other funders who come on board. So we have support from international distributors, international broadcasters. We're consistently working, for example, with BBC Films, with Film 4, which are large film funding agencies in the UK. We are co-producing with most of the European countries, France, Germany, Italy, Holland, Denmark. So all in all, our feature film producers are sourcing money not only from us, but from other sources throughout Europe, from the United States and Canada, and in fact throughout the world.
Barbara Galvin, of course, that sounds like lots of going on, but it is a really difficult business, I think, for people to get the money together to make a film, to make a movie, or to get involved. Although there is funding available, it's really still scarce for the amount of things that people want to do.
Yes, indeed, that's absolutely right. And Screen Producers Ireland, we essentially represent the producers of feature films. So, you know, what does a producer do? Fundamentally, he has to raise the money. He or she has to raise the money for the film. And so that is the core, you know, driver for any film. Unless you have the funding, you won't have the film.
It's amazing because people think that a film producer will be a creative. Creativity is a terribly important part of it, but being organised and being able to handle finance, being able to go out there and negotiate with the likes of the film board, the likes of international partners and so on, that's really the first, that's the cornerstone. You can do nothing unless you can do that.
Yeah, that's fundamental to it. Now, you know, the interesting thing about the job of a producer is they are involved from the very beginning to the very end of the project, and they are, you know, by their nature, what has attracted them into it really is that creative side to them. But if they
don't... It's
a rude
awakening then, isn't it? Absolutely. When all creative and you realise this is the first thing you have to do.
You know, if, as I say, if you can't get the money, that is the driver for every business, you won't have the film. So that is the fundamental purpose of the producer. So their environment and, you know, is business, and therefore that is our business as a result. And what we try to do is to ensure that the business environment is as conducive as possible in Ireland to the production of film and TV drama.
Donald Slattery, you've got a big advantage because you came in without the rude awakening. You knew all about finance and running businesses before you got involved in film, because you were in the airline business, in the air leasing business.
Yeah, I think somebody once said that if you want to become a millionaire, start as a billionaire and buy an airline and work from there. This is maybe an analogy with that in the film industry as well. But, I mean, I helped found an independent Irish production company called Newgrange Pictures about 10 years ago. And what I tried to do was help and enable the creative talent that is massive and deep in Ireland, and particularly in the production area, because what I've learned as an observer rather than a deep participant, frankly, is that Irish independent film producers have an amazing core skill of the creative side, but also the practical side of getting the film made.
Cop on.
Just actual ability to see through to the end. And as James touched on there, co-production is core to the lifeblood of Irish film producers. And our ability to sort of work with other jurisdictions, particularly the Scandinavians, and work with them in a very collaborative way, I think the Irish play, we punch, you know, quite a bit above our weight there. But at the end of the day, you know, Newgrange is around about 10 years and we've made 5 movies. So it's, you know, it's a long, hard slog to get a film made.
Do you make money out of these movies? Because obviously they're expensive to make. You need a lot of people to see them. Do you make money?
I don't think that anybody would necessarily embark on independent film production with the core objective of making money, because I think ultimately you'll probably be disappointed. The stats are...
Very calm way to put it, Donald.
But there's more to the creation of the film than just the bottom line of the film sales in a theatre or whatever it happens to be. And this is why filmmaking in Ireland is absolutely critical to Ireland's role in the world, because it's storytelling about Ireland and our culture and our values. And the spin-off benefits over and above just making that movie are very, very significant. And what we're seeing now in global markets are that tourism, people are coming to visit the locations at which films are made.
Yeah, I think that's a very key point. And Tourism Ireland have done some very good research in that area. And in an exit poll that they took in around 2010, you know, it was very clear that about 20% of those people who they polled had come to Ireland because they had seen Ireland on screen. So the intangible benefit in terms of tourism and the ancillary spend that brings is key. And in fairness to our government, they very much recognise that, and that's why we have, you know, a very key plank to production in Ireland, which is the film and TV tax incentive. And, you know, in fairness to government, they have listened to us when we have said, look, it's really important that Irish producers can be as competitive as their global counterparts. They must have a competitive tax incentive in order to be able to go out into that global market in order to attract the productions into Ireland. And, you know, some recent changes have been made in order to enhance that tax incentive as well.
James, that tax incentive, how does it work? Is it for ordinary people?
Yes, currently it's an investor-based tax incentive, but it's moving from that to a corporation tax rebate incentive in 2015. So what does that mean?
That sounds complicated to me.
What it basically means is that instead of being an investor-based system whereby people invest in companies, it now will become a situation where the revenue commissioners will simply make a corporation tax rebate payment to the production company.
Well, if I don't have a corporation, if I were just an ordinary individual and I want to help somebody who I know to make a film...
That would be a separate thing. Then you'd be investing in films. This would be a state subsidy system. But it's worth mentioning as well too, Barbara mentioned about the importance of, you know, the visual images of Ireland. Calvary, for example, which was the film which opened the Dublin International Film Festival, was a film shot in Eastkey, County Sligo. And if you saw the beauty of the scenery that was created, apart from the wonderful performance by Brendan Gleeson as the star actor in the film, which also featured Chris O'Dowd, it's a wonderful film, but if a part of it being wonderful is how beautiful Sligo looks. And currently for example, other films which are coming up for release, Frank was shot in County Wicklow. It stars Michael Fassbender and Donald Gleeson. We're very excited about that coming up. We also have The Stag, which is a film which is closing the International Film Festival, the Dublin International Film Festival. Wonderful film, shot in Wicklow with Hugh O'Connor and Andrew Scott of Sherlock fame. And all of those elements show how beautiful Ireland is, as well as the performances. And if you see The Stag, the acting performances are brilliant, but the place looks fabulous as well, and it was shot in the middle of winter.
They're all lovely ideas and lovely images, and it's a great message going out to Donald, but if you have made a movie, you have to market it. You need a big budget for that too. And can we do that? Are we at the races?
We're probably not in terms of the amount of dollars and distribution capacity, capability that's needed to really distribute a film globally. However, with the, you know, constant and growing advent of social media, I think our ability as a nation to be disproportionately relevant in getting our movies out globally will be easier for us over the next 10 or 15 years than it has been in the past. So the
YouTube's good at word of mouth.
We're good at word of mouth, but I think we'll also take the benefit and exploit the benefit that the internet allows for distribution. And this is a massive debate in the US amongst the big studios around the role of distribution, the role of theatre over the next 10 or 20 years, i.e. will people still go to the cinema? And that's been
debated for
some time.
Actually, they've written it off about 100 times already. People will always go to the cinema. But you're talking about the likes of Netflix, which you can get online and you can see any movie you want, that kind of thing.
Absolutely, when you want it and at a reasonable price point. So I think that will play to our natural disadvantage in terms of the overall scale of our industry. I think there's one point just worth making as well. Just James's budget is just over 11 million euros. I would say that's the loaves and the fishes. He stretches that and he probably gets the benefit of about 100 million of value to just massive hard work. But we're a country of 4 million people. That's €3 per person that we allocate annually to film. Seems to be pretty light to me.
A cup of coffee.
When you think about it
in some of these places. What about the infrastructure and the people and the skill base, Barbara? I presume it's a very important thing to have all of those people together, like the creatives, the screenwriters, the actors, all of the people feeling that this is the place that they want to work.
Yeah. You know, I think we have to remember as well that the film industry in Ireland is quite young. And if you just look at the impact, for instance, that Irish actors have had on the global film scene, you know, if you use that as an indicative factor of what can be achieved in terms of, as you say, distribution and production in general, I think the future is very bright. But we absolutely have to support both our indigenous industry and the incoming industry. And, you know, the funding cut that has been seen by the Irish Film Board over the last 5 years is very dramatic. And, you know, I think it's all very well having an incentive and putting money into training and all the other support networks that we have, having our producers go out there and fight really hard to have productions come in. But unless we have a properly funded state agency that can similarly compete with other European territories who are very well funded were going to fall behind.
When one looks at it, Donald, because you've worked in big business, really, and you do work with people who have a lot of money, and you know what making money is about and careers are about. If you were a young person, would you be bothered getting involved in film? Because it seems to me like a very insecure kind of an industry. You know, you might have a project now, the economy could turn down, it's gone, your funding is pulled, you're on and off.
Yeah, but if you look back in the millennia of creative endeavours, it attracts people who are excited by the volatility of creativity, and innate in that is just lack of consistency in terms of, frankly, getting a weekly salary wage. So it makes it edgy, it makes it exciting, but that's what makes it fundamentally attractive. And it is an amazing business to be in. It is highly addictive in many ways. I'm not sure I would have the courage, actually, to do that in front of camera.
You do need courage. Final word, James, the industry, the future.
Well, the future. Well, we're very excited about projects coming down the tracks. Brooklyn, for example, is starring Donald Gleeson and Saoirse Ronan, is one of the next projects going into production. We have a wonderful project called The Lobster, which is going to feature Colin Farrell and Rachel Weisz, which is shooting in County Kerry, which is going to be really wonderful to see. And then we have Secret Scripture, starring Jessica Chastain, which is based on the book by Sebastian Barry. So we're very excited about all those projects coming down the tracks, and we believe that Irish film is going through a very strong patch at the minute, and we're very excited about the level of production activity which is going on, and we feel it's growing and increasing all the time and giving people hopefully careers and jobs, possibly not entirely something that's guaranteed all the time, but it provided with the excitement as well. I think people would really enjoy it as a career.
Well, as they say, if it doesn't kill you, sometimes it makes you stronger, and let's hope that the recession does that for Irish film. We're still there, still alive and beaten above our weight in the global market. Donald Slattery, James Hickey and Barbara Callaghan, thank you all very much indeed.